8 hours muri palyapeni pa station pa Y Road or 7:30 or 7:50. So shikula mpale sana lesa ave na imwe lesa omwine ale mtungulula na atasha shikula ave na imwe ninebo brother Douglas Skulu. May God richly bless you. Shalom, shalom, good night, bye bye.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU. Delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. HH appoints Katangwa and Malama as ministers. Craig urges youths not to be used as political cadres. In international news, death toll from Ethiopia floods rises to more than 100. And in sports news, coach confident ahead of Nkana clash. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. President Hakainde Hichilema has appointed Alex Katangwa as Minister of Health and Mufunelo Malama as Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development. Speaking during the swear-in ceremony at State House, President Hichilema urged the two ministers to place the interests of the Zambian people above all else as they execute their duties. The president emphasized the importance of delivering quality service in their respective sectors, stating that the Ministry of Health must ensure the availability of medicines and improved service delivery in health facilities across the country. He further encouraged the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development to strengthen support for entrepreneurs and small businesses in order to promote economic growth. A concerned resident of Lusaka has expressed worry over the excess consumption of alcohol by some young people during Youth Day celebration, warning that the trend could have serious consequences for the future of the nation. Speaking during the neighborhood radio program on One Love Radio, the resident says the celebration have increasingly been categorized by heavy drinking, which often leads to violent behavior, insults, and other forms of misconduct by young people. The resident noted that such action place many young people at risk, adding that some have ended up in hospitals, while others have reportedly lost their lives due to alcohol-related incidents during the celebration. He, however, commended the youths who chose to come out to celebrate Youth Day responsible and in positive manner.
Just to say the truth, 65% they are addicted to alcohol, different kinds of drugs. So these young people, they need the help. They need the help. That's why we see as a result of violence, beating people. It's not just that, like for example, like Munga Bible, what may not have done in the last days, but at least can do something. I think those people, we have got people who are trained. People who are counselors, they can come at the market, in my society, my places, my ground, they teach the young people the importance of not taking this kind of drug.
The leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party, Charles Chanda, has called on the government to do more to support farmers in Kasempa district of Northwestern Province. Mr. Chanda says the region is working hard to feed the country. He claims that in the past 2 weeks, more than 1,000 trucks have left the local Food Reserve Agency FRA depot, carrying maize and other crops to the rest of the country. He described this achievement as proof that Kasempa is now the nation food basket.
We have 10 provinces, and the production of maize varies from province to province. I believe that if government can work out a program on how to reward our hard-working farmers. Give them some incentives. I believe if we do that, if we did that, people will even work extra harder. I'll give a good example. I've observed that this year, the Kasempa FR depot has not rested. In the past 2 weeks, they have had over 1,000 trucks leaving with full capacity, loaded with maize. So the Kasempa region, indeed, it is the current Zambia's breadbasket.
Kasama Taxi Drivers and Motorbikes Association President Kelvin Mwila has expressed concern over the rising number of motorbikes riders being arrested. Mr. Mwila says more needs to be done to create designated parking slots for motorbikes in Kasempa town to prevent riders, who are mostly youths, from being impounded for wrong parking. The association president has also welcomed the 3 months ultimatum given by the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, in Kasama for motorbike riders to register themselves, acquire training, and buy self helmets to prevent fatalities. Still in local news, now in church news. A clergy has called on young people in Zambia to avoid being used as political cadres during the forthcoming general elections. Speaking on the neighborhood radio program on One Love Radio, Apostle Mapalo urged youths to remain vigilant and not allow politicians to manipulate them for political gains. He says young people should reflect on what happened during the previous administration when many youths who actively participated in political activities were allegedly abandoned after the Patriotic Front PF lost power. He further encouraged youths to pursue meaningful opportunities such as seeking employment in the country's defense and security sectors instead of being used as tools by politicians.
You plan this like a power. There was a many of us that come. There is one of our America Punzira. So, after the Gukani Pence, Momokat, Mama, Basako 77, this year, Bakani, all of us, and Navajo, Navajo, not team, Uzaf, Uzaf, Uzanda, Zero, that's one of Africa. On animal and friends of the animals, so many of PF, but today you are doing nothing. This year, Osa Esa, Osa Panda. We are one people, 72 threats, one people, one Zambia, one nation, and Makonduani, but one.
Agriculture News.
You're still with me, Alex Yanga, and we dive into agriculture news. The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has affirmed that no one is opposed to the Tobacco Control Bill, but concerns remains over certain provisions. TBZ board chairperson Phil Banda emphasized that growers, sponsors, and companies operating in the sector support regulation yet seek fairness in its application. Doctor explained that while health protection is vital, the bill must also respect commercial realities and industry sustainability.
Ourselves as the regulator, as well as all the people that are into production, let's sit on the table and agree on commonalities that are going to spell out a win-win sustainably. So much so that should there be any country that would want to domesticate the FCTC, WHO framework, they're going to benchmark based on what we have done. So there is need for coherence and collegiate consensus for us to arrive at what we are going to term as a very, very viable, formidable, and the progressive tobacco control bill.
With that local news, we dive into a short break. We have more in international sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The information and